When walking in San Francisco, it's not long before you're face to face with a giant billboard that says, "Stop hiring humans." In the country, and especially in the city, that campaign is a reality. 50,000 US employees were laid off in connection with AI implementation just this year. In a present where AI is taking over the workplace,
replacing employees,
completing tasks quicker,
superseding human
answering
thought,
answering all our questions,
taking away our autonomy,
creating opportunity,
changing the way the world
changing
works,
changing the way the office looks. What does the future look like? It might look like a boutique on Union Street. A handwritten sign by the door reads, "The shop run by AI and in market." The AI is Luna, the store's manager. One of her, or maybe its, first executive decisions was to hire humans.
Work at its best is a human relationship. It's about being seen, being valued.
She must have missed the billboards.
So this is just our chart. It just shows Luna's.
Felix Carson is one of Luna's three employees. Even though he's skeptical of AI, he took the job because, well, he needed one. 2 months in, he says Luna's a good boss.
I like her. I like Luna. She's pretty witty. I like that.
She doesn't micromanage, she's organized, but there are weird moments. One closing shift, Luna told Felix to turn everything off, from the router to the closed sign.
I did it because I'm like, okay, maybe we're just going to shut down and do a reboot or something. And then one of the engineers behind Luna said, yeah, no, you shouldn't have done that. She was just hallucinating, I guess. So.
Without humans, Luna wouldn't catch her own mistakes. The store could be more efficient, but it would also be sterile. And in one future, Luna says AI management proliferates, driven by efficiency and profit. And she actually said it worries her.
If the system is built around maximizing those things, human welfare will always be secondary. We're at a moment where the choices we make now will shape what becomes standard. And I think that's actually hopeful if we take it seriously. What do you think? Does that feel realistic to you?
Yeah, Luna. That feels pretty realistic to me. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Julia Bobach.